Interactive Distractions, episode number 105.
Howdy.
Hey. My name is Christopher Keough, and I'm here with Jason A. Stryker.
So not wearing pants today.
Thanks for that. And Jeff Chorney.
Wearing Jason's pants today.
Nice. Oh, man.
That's where they went.
Am I the only one wearing my own pants? What the hell? Anyway, we are talking about some Black Friday purchases later on, just for the hell of it. But before that, we're going to talk about some distractions and some news, and then we'll do some new releases, listener email, and a new question of the week afterwards. Mm-hmm. We're also going to hit up some Psychonauts today.
Yeah.
Get to talk about that a little bit, so stay tuned for that. But before we get into the meat of the show, Jason, how you doing, buddy?
I am doing pretty good. I missed you guys last week.
Yeah, I missed you too.
How do you think Travis did?
He did all right, whatever.
Did all right?
As a stunt chasing, yeah, he'll do, yeah. I guess, in a pinch. But
in a pinch?
Yeah. I don't know if it could ever be a full-time thing.
He didn't talk about Street Fighter enough before you did it.
I know, and he wasn't dissing on Uncharted 2, which is, you know, apparently what I'm
known
as.
Your staples, that's
now.
What you do.
I guess so, yeah, because I didn't like a super awesome game. What am I doing? Did the Thanksgiving thing? When is that? A couple days ago? Something like that.
You lucky bastards.
And that was fun, I guess.
Yes.
You know, we went out to the parents' house in the afternoon.
Lots and lots
had
of food.
Some awesome friggin' food, and I got a little drunk and then passed out. So, hey.
Okay.
That's what Thanksgiving's all about, right?
Absolutely.
Aside from that, that's really about it. Busy on projects and stuff, and doing good.
Cool.
Overall.
Jeff, how are you, buddy?
I'm okay. I didn't have Thanksgiving, but I had to put up with a lot of people tweeting pictures of their Thanksgiving dinners while I was at work and starving and just like, oh.
God, who the hell would do that?
Especially all the pies and stuff, right?
Jerk. Oh, my God.
Yeah. So many pies.
Those pies, those caramel apple pies, that was, I think there's two of them in total.
For real? Who posted that?
Yeah. I don't know, but the first one kind of fell on the floor and busted all over the place. So.
Oh my God! Who posted that? I didn't see that.
That was Kill Nine. That was Glenn. Him and Kelly were making it was so funny. It was a good like half an hour leading up to it. They're like, oh, it's gonna be so good, making this caramel apple pie from like it's all homemade, and they're showing pictures of it like going in the oven, taking it up, they go, oh, this is gonna be awesome. And then like 10 minutes later there's a tweet from Kill Nine saying dog is dead.
That is hilarious because Chris like saw that and he's like, what?
Yeah.
He's like, you know, worried and shit.
Yeah, I wasn't home, so I didn't get to actually click on the picture because I was trying to on my phone and it wouldn't come up for some reason. And I was like, what the hell does dog is dead mean?
And he goes, don't worry,
it's not what you think.
Yeah.
It's not what you think. So that's what it was. It was just the pie.
It was a picture of the pie on the floor upside down.
Oh.
Just,
that's so awful because he had just posted a picture of it and it looked so good. And then a few minutes later,
it's like
on the floor.
So then Kelly had to go out and buy a new pie crust and make a new one all over again.
Oh my God. That's awesome. That's horrible and hilarious at the same time.
Right.
Yeah. Then my week is really non eventful again. Didn't do too much besides play a lot of games.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I did the Thanksgiving thing too. And I'm one of the assholes that posted pictures of food. I don't know if you guys saw mine. The thing about my family that I love is that, you know, there's four holidays out of the year that are really big get together and have a large meal days. And Thanksgiving is, of course, one of them. And, we had seven adults, three children, and there were eight desserts for everybody. Nah. There were like there was a pecan pie, like an apple crumb pie, two pumpkin pie strudels. And like, they had cannolis and they had two different cheesecakes and it was just like, it's ridiculous. We had like 10 people and 8 desserts. It's like, what are we going to do with all this shit? So
eat the shit out of it.
But, yeah, I'm bringing one to work, Jason.
Really?
Yeah, on Monday.
Cool. Maybe I will go back to work then. Awesome.
But yeah, that's it for me. Well, guys, we kind of teased about some major changes coming to Indus. Should we talk about that now?
Yeah. No.
No, we can't. We gotta leave them hanging for a bit.
Oh. God, you guys are mean.
Increase the hype.
Yeah. Okay. All right, that's cool. We'll wait until the end of the show.
It is so not worth it. It's like,
well,
we're now
going to
be recording on Wednesdays. Get your emails in earlier.
That's right.
Oh, shit.
Jason, what's worth playing this week?
What's worth playing this week? I played a little bit of that Street Fighter 4. You guys have heard of that. What else did I play? Borderlands. Oh, dude!
Yeah!
Dr. Ned.
Oh, yes, zombies.
I haven't done that yet.
What?
Well, I wanted to get complete. I actually completed my first playthrough last night, so
oh,
now
good
I
shit.
Might pick up the DLC.
Okay. Well, that's cool. Well, no, this is the DLC that just got released for, you know, PS3 360. And this is, you know, definitely like a Halloween zombie offshoot. You know, it's a completely new environment, and there are zombies to kill. And that's pretty much all that I need to say about it, I guess. If you like Borderlands and you fucking love zombies and you like shooting them, my God.
I got a question, though.
It's so good.
Two. I heard the whole thing, it takes place at nighttime. Is that true?
Yeah, which is a little annoying at times because, yeah, the enemies definitely do blend into the ground, which adds to the hecticness of it. And I've noticed in this that the enemies actually hoard you. Like, okay. they'll just come one right after the other. Whereas in the other one, you know, if you're just fighting skags or whatever, it's just like, you know, maybe two or three pop out of the cave. But there were several times that I was completely surrounded by zombies.
Nice.
Yeah, especially in one of the missions, it's like, you know, you get kind of trapped in a corner, and it's just wave after wave, and you've got to actually survive it to complete
cool.
the mission.
Did you pick it up for PC or for 360?
It is not out on the PC.
PC yet? Oh, okay.
Yeah, which is a shame.
Then, I want to ask how the frame rate holds up, because towards the end of that first playthrough, when have you played through the game once yet?
Not all the way through, no.
Okay.
I'm getting close.
Yeah, I haven't played all the way through yet either.
The last couple areas is quite a bit happening. The environment changes quite a bit.
Okay.
And they throw quite a few enemies at you, and there are just times where the frame rate is just like, I'm a hunter, so I'm using mostly sniper rifles, and it's almost like, why am I even bothering? Because you try to aim, and it's just like, kind of like slideshow at times. Like,
yeah, I've heard
that. It's not super bad, but I mean, it's pretty bad, where it's almost pointless to use a sniper rifle. So I was going to ask because I've heard they add up, or they amp up the enemies coming at you in the Dr. Ned thing, so does that actually... Does the frame rate hold up so far?
In some cases, yeah.
Yeah, there's been a couple instances that I've seen... yeah, where the frame rate dipped kind of considerably, but you know, it was short lived, you know, and it's like, I don't know, it wasn't really distracting.
All right.
But,
cool.
Let's see. Oh yeah, we did our Borderlands Monday thing last week too.
Mm-hmm. That we did.
And that.
We didn't get too far. I think Scott came a little late. I think he was doing something. He was, buying a car, actually, I think.
Correct. I'll sure blame it on Scott this week.
Oh yeah, of course. But we did get some time in. It was fun.
Mm-hmm, indeed. So after Borderlands, my Black Friday purchase, this is kind of a spoiler for the feature, and this is pretty much my feature. I bought Dragon Age Origins.
Yeah!
Oh, okay.
Oh, my
How
God.
How good is that game?
It's really good.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's not. It's really shitty in some aspects. But,
oh, I love it.
But it sunk its hooks into me really, really, really deep. So I'd been holding off on this because, you know, there's so many games that I want to get to, but, you know, Black Friday happens and deals come out. So I ended up getting a pretty good deal on it through Steam.
Yeah.
And just, you know, I downloaded it and, you know, I just wanted to try it out real quick. And, you know, the next thing I know, I'm like doing two or three different characters and it's 5 a.m. and I'm like, oh boy.
So, wow.
A little addicted right now.
So what character, did you settle on a character yet? Or
I started off with, I think, the most interesting story, which was the city elf. And I played as a male. So in that one, you know, and this is so like atypical of like, you know, origin stories, as it were, or tutorials or whatever like that. You know, you're betrothed to your wife or whatever. You just meet her that day and the wedding's going to take place later. But the backstory is that, you know, elves are kind of like a slave race to humans, you know, especially in the city there. So what happens, you know, is on your wedding day, right before you're about to get, you know, say your nuptials and stuff, some drunken noble comes into Elf Town or whatever and demands a couple chicks for the night. A couple of those chicks being, you know, your bride and your friend's bride as well. So that's a plot to get you started. After that, you've got to go and rescue them and whatnot. But played through that one. I played through a little bit of the Forest Elf. And
yeah, that's what I am.
And dude, it's completely different than than the other one, which is amazing. And after that, I went to the Human Noble. As well, once again, completely different, if not a little cliched, you know. You're part of this noble family. Oh, you're going to war. Oh, no, your father dies. Oh, I need to extract revenge or whatever. But Everything has been completely different, and that's very welcome. I had heard stories that, you know, some of the dialogue and, you know, some of the story itself was a little bland and boring, but I have not found that yet at all.
I don't find it that way. I find it has the same typical Mass Effect KOTOR problems with the dialogue, where they make it look like you have a bunch of options, but no matter what you pick, the NPC is going to pretty much say the same thing.
No
matter what.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but I think it's a little deeper though, because, you know, they do have that like affection system in there. You know, mm-hmm. It's not just for dating, you know, it's used for your comrades as well, but, you know, their affection for you will change significantly based on what you say. You know, can just have like a normal conversation with someone, and then, you know, at the end of it, you get like, you know, +2 points or something like that. Or if you say one thing that it didn't even seem that bad, but yeah, the chick ended up getting like a -10 points against me.
Was it Morrigan?
Yeah, it was Morrigan.
Yeah, because she, if you do anything good, basically, she's like, really? She basically calls you a pussy.
Yeah, pretty much.
Then she's warming up to me though. I made it with her last night, so.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I didn't get her in the sack yet, but it warmed her up enough, so, I went in for the kiss and she accepted. I was like, yeah.
So you're going for her and not the redhead?
Lilith. I'm not going for the redhead yet. I'm going to try to get both.
They'll get pissed?
I know.
You're playing with fire, Chorney. Don't do that. But you can also increase the affection with like gifts and stuff like that. You know, you can give them certain items. But
mm-hmm. And so they'll actually teach you stuff too. If you get one.
Yeah, that's true.
They have specializations they can teach you.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Not that you need to do that, but it'll save you 15 gold, which is nice. So, because otherwise you can just buy like a training manual or something in some of the classes to do it. But, or like in the case of Alistair, you know, he was one of the first companions that you get. That dude's pretty funny, by the way.
He is funny. He's dumb as hell, but he's funny.
Oh, definitely. But yeah, he can teach you to be a Templar later on. But you know, you really have to, you know, start a relationship with him. A male friendly relationship.
Yes.
Not one of the tenth ones.
I was surprised at how funny some of the writing in this game is. Like, I had a lot of moments where I was literally laughing out loud, especially with Alistair and Morrigan. Like, that they banter back and forth because they hate each other, basically, and it's funny.
I was just thinking about that last night. I'm like, I don't want these two to be out of my party, but I don't really want Alistair in my party, and I'm only kind of so-so on Morrigan or whatever, so.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't want to split them up because they've been hilarious.
You're going to get another really funny character soon, too. I won't spoil it, but, well, you might not get this character. Depends on what you do, but mm-hmm. Keep your eye out for Antonio Banderas sounding elf.
Ah, yes. Yes, I've seen the clips.
Yeah, he's hilarious.
And if you bed this gentleman, you get an achievement called Easy Lover, because he's apparently just a slut, and he'll sleep.
No, really? With
awesome. So aside from all that junk, you know, we've got, I think, pretty solid gameplay. You know, it's very reminiscent of old Neverwinter Nights, Baldur's Gate, KOTOR stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it plays out all real time, but you can pause the action at any time and kind of issue commands, and they can queue up. They get pretty robust like AI system as well. And what's interesting, you can actually like unlock AI slots, as it were, which essentially boils down to like you can map a set of commands. Like a sequence of events or something like that for different situations. Pretty complex for a game like this. But at the same time, I definitely feel like it's geared more towards consoles than anything.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, after playing like Neverwinter Nights and shit like that, it seems like it's scaled back a bit, especially in like, you know, the skills and everything. It's very streamlined, and I think it's definitely catered towards, you know, more of a casual.
That's why I like it, I think. That's why I think I'm loving it so much. That's why I compare it mostly to KOTOR, because KOTOR had a similar skill tree and stuff like that, and the way all the battles are done. Also, there is some micromanagement, which you guys know is one of my biggest pet peeves, but there's not a lot. For one thing I love, you do not have to repair weapons. Like, they do not get degraded the more you use them in armor and stuff like that, which I think is awesome. Mm-hmm. I hate that. It annoys the hell out of me.
Yeah,
I know that's like a big thing that's like in stuff like Oblivion and Fallout, and I could totally see that, and it's totally playable on a console. It plays just like KOTOR, in my opinion. Like, I didn't really see a difference in how it played.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did get it on PC, and one of the big draws, at least that's what everyone was saying, is that you get like a traditional overhead style tactical view, reminiscent of like, you know, some of the old Baldur's Gate games. But I'm not finding myself using that much. And I think it's because I've been trained on Neverwinter Nights. I guess, which has, you know, the same kind of third person camera, you know, directly behind you or whatever. So, but I haven't found myself using it really all that much. The battles haven't been that hectic where I have to like zoom out and say, okay, I need to move this person here. I need to move this person there. But,
mm-hmm. Yeah, neither. What difficulty are you playing it on?
I'm playing on normal. Yeah. So at least it's not Super the Fucking Jason mode. So.
No, I'm playing on Super the Fucking Jason mode. Only
oh, really?
Because I was, well, a bunch of reviews I read. Well, I think it was the Giant Bomb guys. I can't remember. Was basically saying if at least on the PC version, normal is harder than the console version of mm-hmm. normal. And then I remember they said something like, yeah, if you're not really, like, if you don't play these games a lot, you might want to start playing it on casual or whatever, because it does get really, really hard at parts, like some battles.
Yeah.
And I figured if this game's supposed to be 50 hours long, me getting frustrated with it is probably going to stop me from playing it. So I just threw it on casual. But the problem is I haven't had too many tough battles. Mm-hmm. And ones where if I did die, I just, like, you know, load up my save and then I would just adjust some small little thing here and it would be pretty simple.
Right.
So I'm thinking of going up on normal. So I was going to ask, like, how hard is it on? Is it, have you been dying a lot or? Well, then
there's been a couple instances actually that I have died. The first time was at one of the, like, the first boss fights. You know, this big, like, mm-hmm. you know, purple, like, monkey looking dude with horns.
The ogre. Yeah.
Yeah. And he just obliterated my party.
Oh, wow.
Because the AI is so fucking stupid, you know, unless you actually, you know, program them. You know, so, I mean, what had happened is everybody just bum rushed the fucking monkey, you know, and naturally the mage is going to get tore up. Seriously, it was two hits and the dude was dead. So, and yet my party was half dead before I even got a chance to like breathe. So we died that first time, but I just came back, you know, the second time and I actually took control of the mage, you know, had him stand back, fire missiles and had them flank the monkey and, it kicked its ass, but
nice.
So yeah, you gotta, there is a significant amount of micromanagement, but it's all in the way that they handle it, I guess, you know, you can automate it, you know, to a certain degree, you know, which alleviates a lot of that. So that's extremely welcome. But I'm like you normally, I don't like to micromanage, you know, every little thing. So, but it gives you enough control, you know, to automate stuff it'll take that sting out, I guess, or that boredom, tediousness.
Yeah, I'm loving the game. I didn't think I'm like almost 25 hours into it now, and
holy shit,
like, holy crap, yeah.
I got maybe 10, I think, and that's only in like a couple days.
Yeah, I was gonna say you just got it on Friday or whatever, Thursday, whatever. Did you get it yesterday?
No, I got it Wednesday night, I think.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because even like not last night, the night before I came home, like, yeah, I'm not gonna play Dragon Age because I want to play something else tonight, and I saw everyone playing other games that I didn't really want to play. So I'm like, okay, I'll play some Dragon Age for a bit. I just want to finish up this quest.
Mm-hmm.
But some of the main quests in this game are long, and I ended up playing the game for 4 hours. I'm like, oh, God. All right. Same thing last night after I played some Borderlands. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to throw in Dragon Age. And yeah, a couple hours later.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely got that just a little bit more, just one more quest, you know. And then it turns out, yeah, that some of the quests are like really long. But,
yep.
So, yeah, loving the shit out of the game. As far as the classes, typical stuff, you know, you got your rogues, you got your warriors, and you got your mages, and they all kind of branch into, you know, specific specialty classes, as it were. So I'm not going to get into all of those, but there's there's lots of room for you to grow, and you can customize all of your skills and all of your spells and weapons and everything. So, yeah, lots to offer, lots of people. I'm having a great time with it, great story and shit, and... I'm addicted, actually, because I had thought about it like all day long, like the day after I first got it and played it for a little bit. That's all I could think about. So I just like sat on the wiki. I was like reading stuff. So that's the mark of something good in my eyes.
Yeah, absolutely. Very cool. I can't wait to get it. I know I'm getting it for Christmas. So.
Yeah, attaboy. All right, cool. That's pretty much all I got, gents.
Okay. All right. Jeff?
Well, okay. That was like a chunk of what I was going to talk about. Just kind of out of the way. I'm going to add one more kind of like it's not even nitpicky. I think it's kind of essential in role-playing games. This is missing is no kind of chest thing to put your loot. So,
oh, really?
If you get like a bunch of crap and over-encumbered and you can't take anything else, you have to either destroy it or sell it. And if there's no merchants around, you have to destroy it, which is kind of annoying. But I've heard that if you buy Warden's Keep, it comes with a chest, which is kind of slimy, because that's like the DLC pack that came out like what, a week after the game came out, which is supposed to be decent, and it's like it's like $8 or $10, But I'm tempted to buy it now at this point because I didn't want to buy that DLC till I was done with at least the main quest. But I'm at the point where I need a chest because I have so much armors and weapons that my characters can't use yet, but they will be in another couple levels.
Oh, sure.
I want to hold on to them, but if I carry them around with me, I can't pick up new stuff.
Right.
So that's kind of annoying. But so
I think you're right, though. That is kind of slimy and underhanded.
Yeah. If that's true, like I'm trying to read up, like I should probably just read up on it in like the wiki or something like that, or because I'm trying to talk to the dude because you go to your camp and you have a guy who's like a quest and you can talk to him and he's like, oh, you want to help me out? And if you pick yes, it's like, okay. And then it's like, you have to go here and download wardens, whatever.
That is a bunch of shit.
I'm like, really? I'm like, oh my God. And
I didn't notice that because I got the collector's edition and it came with the DLC. So, but I had heard about people, nice. You know. I mean, wouldn't that take you out of the game, or doesn't it?
Yeah, totally. Also, the collector's edition came with Warden's Keep?
Yeah, correct. Well, really? The Steam version did, I should say.
Oh, okay, okay. I haven't even seen the collector's edition of Dragon Age for the consoles here in Toronto anywhere. Yeah.
They're out there. I saw one yesterday.
Well, yeah, but you're in Atlanta.
Right, it's the cool place.
Some special editions maybe we just don't get. But yeah, so I might be forced to download that just if it does come with a chest thing or a bank I can put my stuff in. But that's really my only one big gripe.
Can I point out one other gripe?
Yeah.
Some of the modeling is ass.
Oh, it's ugly. It's like... wow. Yeah.
Some of the NPCs, I'm really surprised by it.
They make some of the Oblivion characters look like there should be supermodels.
Yeah.
Wow, that's bad.
It's ridiculous. It in this day and age, you know, shouldn't it be a little bit better? But my main gripe with, you know, some of the aesthetics is like some of the collision detection is really wonky. Mm-hmm. Like in one scene in the City Elves, you know, they're all standing on this like platform or stage or whatever, but they're like sunk into their ankles.
That's
I'm like, what? Are you serious?
Yeah, there's I came into this like that too in the Circle of Magi level. You're about to kind of beat down this girl and she's on the ground, kind of like laying on her side with her arm on the floor, but you can only see from her shoulder till about midway to her elbow, and the rest of her arm is like underneath the ground.
Yeah,
but there's a lot going on. I mean, like, have you guys seen the latest Mass Effect 2 videos?
No. I've actually been avoiding them because I want to be surprised by everything.
Dude, models are gorgeous looking.
Oh, god damn, are they ever gorgeous. Like, it's a huge step up, and it's like, wow. But then again, that's a whole different scope than Dragon Age is.
But I found mostly that is just the models that I have the most issues with. Like, some of the textures, and especially the backgrounds and everything, very pretty. Really pretty. Yeah. And all the animation, I think, is really done well as well.
Yeah.
Okay, I feel better now.
I agree. You feel better? Mm-hmm. Cool. And there's blood splatter everywhere too, which is
everywhere.
Hey, you kill a rat, your entire party's splattered with blood. It's kind of amusing.
I had to explain that to Lisa. She came in during like a dialogue sequence, and you know, I mean like inside town and talking to normal common folk, and I'm covered in blood, and she's like, why are you a murderer? What's wrong with you?
But yeah, Chris, when you get this, this is one of those games I'd really like to get a special on or something like that, because there's already been so many parts where I've made decisions where talking to other people where they did something totally different and like actually did change like outcomes of stuff in the game and stuff like that. And I'm just like, wow.
Sounds good to me, man. Yeah, I mean, I plan on playing it. It's just a matter of whether or not I'll finish it or not, you know, because if it's going to be that long of a game.
Yeah. Well, it's cool. Well, I can't wait. You guys catch up.
I've put well more than that into Fallout 3, that's for sure.
That's true. Borderlands, I completed my first playthrough last night, as I mentioned.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I think I'm level 36 is what I completed it at. Did not pay attention to the story one bit, so I don't know what the hell happened at the end. I have no idea. I just know we fought this thing, and they don't really give you ammo. You die a lot. And it, was frustrating as hell. But we did beat it, me and my buddy, and, we started over the next game. Just a playthrough too, just see what it was like. Mm-hmm. And I think it might keep me going, maybe. Because I still haven't found that many kick-ass weapons yet. Like, I want to find some nice oranges that, you know, a nice sniper rifle that does, like, high damage plus some nice buffs on there, but I haven't found them. Even for killing the last dude, it didn't really drop too much stuff that was worthwhile, so.
That sucks.
Yeah.
It says a lot that you went right back into the game, though, I think.
Oh, god, yeah. Like, yeah, I like it, and it's added to my very, very, very short list of RPGs that I've completed. If you really call that an RPG, I guess you kind of wouldn't, but...
Yeah, not really.
It's kind of an RPG, sort of.
Yeah.
Kind of. It's really weird because Borderlands, it seems like that kind of game that I should really be addicted to, and I really haven't been. You know, it just seems like the type of game that I would get into a lot, and I just haven't... I mean, maybe I haven't hit that point where it's really... Maybe there's a specific point in the game where it'll really grab me, but I just haven't hit it yet. You know, lately I've been playing basically co-op with other people, you know, when the opportunity arises, and that's it.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah, that's... Well, I would never play it by myself, I don't think. I don't think it's that fun at this point anyway. But yeah, I really enjoyed it. And I mean, it kept me from playing Modern Warfare 2. So that says, like, there's times where I'd get home and be like, I should probably play Modern Warfare 2. And I'd see my buddies playing it online. Then I'll be like, okay, well, I'm going to go Modern Warfare 2. Then one person will send me an invite saying, hey, you want to play some Borderlands? And I'm like, okay. And I played Borderlands for 3 hours. Yeah. So Modern Warfare 2, played a little bit of that. Not as much as I would like. I need to get more into it. Think I got my multiplayer dude. It's like level... I think I'm only like level 21 or 22, which isn't that high. That's only like maybe five hours of online play, maybe. Not even, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, what else? Oh, Demon's Souls. I put that back in. Got frustrated really quick. I think I'm getting too ahead of myself. Like Silent Hiroshura was saying, yeah, don't try to go for like 4-1. These items, whatever. Yeah, don't try to beat the Fire Demon or Fire Lurker right now. Wait. But the problem is, it might be just me personally, but I hate the way that the game is structured where I wish, like,
you could go through one. That it was a little more linear?
A little bit more linear, yes. Or at least if it's going to stay the way it is now, it doesn't have you bouncing around from world to world.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it would just make sense that after you beat 1-2, you go to 1-3. And then if I go to 2-1, I'm like, oh, this is ridiculously hard. But for some reason, if I go to 3-1, it's easier. Like, why do they do that?
I wish have no idea.
That really annoys the hell out of me. So I'm just like, where am I supposed to, like, it came with like a strategy guide, but the strategy guide doesn't really give you a walkthrough of where to go first. It just kind of tells you what level's here and what's in each level or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I was just getting really frustrated with the other day, and I almost gave, I'm like, you know what? I'm never going to play this game again. But I just got to sit down, pick an area, and just keep going at it until I get through it. Cause my character right now just gets demolished by magic. Because he's a hunter, and I don't have a lot of magic, and those octopus face things, man, those things are so damn strong when you get up close to them.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's like 3-1, and 4-1, it's got that big-ass dude with the axe that you fight at the beginning of the game, where you're supposed to lose to.
Mm-hmm.
He kills me in one shot. I'm like, ugh, this game pisses me off.
when I beat him, he got stuck behind some scenery, and he couldn't move, so I spent like a half hour, and just, you know... riddled him with
Yeah, but then
missiles.
You die anyway, don't you?
What's that? No.
No,
is this
you
the
fight
beginning,
him again.
Or is this... Oh,
no,
okay,
it's
okay.
Later in the end. Like, this is later.
My bad.
He's in 4-1 as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which I'm scared the shit out of me when I first walked in there. I'm like, oh, fuck.
So did you get... So you traded your telescope in to get the fragment ring? Because that's what I'm looking for. I need the ring that regenerates MP so I can go kick Fire Lurker's ass. Because...
Mm-hmm.
My magic, I was doing fine against them until my magic ran out, and then it's like, okay, well, here's my head, cut it off.
That ring was absolutely necessary, you know. But, you know, that is something that you get with the royal straight off the bat, which is very envious.
True.
I do hate that, but, yeah, it's kind of a process to get in there, but, you know, once you've gotten to that area, it's a lot easier next time, so.
I'm thinking of just running right past them. Is that going to work?
Yeah, you can... There's plenty of nooks and crannies, so and you can actually get pretty close to him without him freaking out. So,
oh really? Because he just waits me out in one hit. And I'm like, oh, that's
right.
Not fair.
No, you can't run directly by him, but there's passageways
around
him.
Okay, I'm gonna look into that then.
Okay,
but yeah, other than that, that's pretty much all I've been playing. Mostly, yeah, it's been all Dragon Age and Borderlands, really.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Well, I'll blitz through mine because I don't think I have anything new. Well, I do have one thing new, but we've already talked about it before. So, Borderlands we talked about. Played some more Fallout 3, the expansions. Got through Point Lookout, which is huge. This is a very large piece of DLC. They could have actually Microsoft put some sort of limit on what they can do for achievements when it comes to the DLC. They could have easily, like, done five times the amount of achievements because there's quests left and right. You know, there's the main quest would get what's, there's like four quests to the main story of it. And then there's like, I've found three side quests and there's like two more that I know of. So, I mean, it, there's a lot of content in Point Lookout. It's pretty good. And then, I actually did get, Mothership Zeta as well, but, I'm going to get to that during our little Black Friday discussion. Let's see what else. Ghostbusters. One of the big deals that I saw going on was, Amazon had it for $39 and it, or I'm sorry, $29. And it was the Slimer edition. So I went ahead and picked that up. Fun little action game. You know, I'm enjoying it. It's, you know, when most people have been saying that if this wasn't a Ghostbusters game, that it probably wouldn't be as charming or as fun. Well, it probably wouldn't be as charming,
true.
But yeah, but they said that it wouldn't be as good of a game. And, you know, I think it stands pretty well on its own right now so far. I'm only like 2 hours into it so far, but you know, so far I think it actually stands pretty well on its own.
I like
you won't
it,
be
dude.
Playing it next week.
Right. Once you're done, you're done with it. So,
yeah,
but you only paid $30 for it. So it's like,
yeah, I paid $30 for it and it was a Slimer edition and, that was pretty cool. Mm-hmm. And besides that, I played some Psychonauts. So that's pretty much all I had. I don't have interesting Dragon Age Origins talk to throw in with you guys. So.
Well, aren't you a loser?
I am a loser. I suck.
Come on, you gotta get your medieval on. Your imaginary 20-sided die.
I told you, man. Christmas, that's when I'm getting it. So, but yeah, so Psychonauts, let's talk about that.
Let's.
All right.
That was our good old distraction brought to us by goodoldgames.com, GOG.com, for the month of November. So Psychonauts is another Tim Schafer game, along with Brutal Legend that we've been talking about recently.
Let's get this out of the way. All right.
Okay, go ahead.
Everybody knows what we're going to say. All right, very funny game, but it's a flawed game.
Yes.
And there it is in a nutshell.
That's
pretty. Is that it? Are we done?
It's Tim Schafer
is fucking
Schafer
hilarious,
console
and
game.
He's an excellent writer. And I don't think he should be doing these types of games. That's all.
I know. I kind of agree. It's a lot like
everybody knows about Psychonauts. I mean, they know the history behind
it.
They know the storyline
really.
Behind it. You know, so I mean, it's very popular in our circle of in the know gamers.
Yes. For people who played like back in the day, I think it looks a lot better, but especially after playing Brutal Legend and then going back to Psychonauts, I think Brutal Legend really made me realize that Tim Schafer's and I guess the Double Fine, Psychonauts is Double Fine's first game, right? When they first got together?
Psychonauts, I'm pretty sure. I want to say yes.
Yeah, so like it's typical, like really well written, funny as hell, but looking back at it and playing it again, it made me realize that the gameplay was kind of flawed. It wasn't the best kind of platformer adventure kind of thing. It wasn't as tight, but it's funny, and the story and dialogue is what drives you through the game, basically.
Right.
And I'm having the same problem with Brutal Legend, but except for Brutal Legend is actually less attractive to me in regards to gameplay than Psychonauts was.
Yeah. The Brutal Legend stuff kind of mismatched too many genres, I think. You know, whereas Psychonauts is very straightforward platforming collection, you know, kind of stuff. But they do have some really, really cool environments and not mechanics, but, you know, they have like, you know, the Super Mario Galaxy style levels, you know, where you're actually walking around upside down and stuff like that. So.
And see, that's actually what's pushing me to play the game. Because I agree for the most part. The platforming gameplay is... It's lackluster. It's not very good.
Yeah, it's passable though. It's totally passable.
It is passable, but there are so many frustrating moments because there are some places where you have to climb up like to these high places and all of a sudden you'll miss a jump because the camera gets behind a tree texture and you can't see where the fuck you are and you'll fall down and it's just like, here we go again.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of those things. And so the gameplay for a platformer overall is passable, but there are just those moments where I think the camera makes it ridiculous. And it's because that they don't, it's like whenever something obstructs your view, if there's something that gets in between you and the camera, it doesn't do anything about it. It's just like, oh, well, tough shit. You know, oh, that tree's there in front of you. Well, you know, I don't care. I don't want you to see, you know, and there's nothing more frustrating than this ugly ass tree leaf texture getting in your way and you can't see where you're going.
Yeah. It won't like zoom in to compensate for, you know, something being in between you.
Or at
and
least
camera.
Make it transparent or something so you can see through it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
because most just, other games just, do that, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And this one just kind of says, no, you know, if you can't see, tough shit. But, you know, overall, I mean, I think that the environments and like some of the ways that they use the powers and stuff, I that's what I'm enjoying about the game.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a lot of the parts that I feel like they should be funny aren't for me. You know, there are some places where I chuckled a little bit, but a lot of it has been, it's been kind of juvenile humor. And
this is going to be a bit of contention between us. It's just a different sense of humor than I think what you're
well,
used to.
Well, I mean, I have laughed a few times at this game, but it's I actually thought that the amount that I saw of Brutal Legend was funnier than this was so far.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And that's just my opinion, but there are some places where it just gets kind of obnoxious with the, you know, in the very beginning there's a kid trapped and he's crying and the crying is very obnoxious, and I don't even know if you guys know what part I'm talking about, but
at the school, right?
Yeah. When he's like trapped in one of those like domes.
Mm-hmm.
In the park area, and it gets kind of annoying. I actually had to turn my volume down on that part because it just drove me nuts. But, you know, overall, I mean, I'm enjoying more than anything just the environments and the different, you know, aspects of being in people's minds.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very interesting to me. Especially like what you were saying, some of the Super Mario Galaxy type gameplay.
Mm-hmm.
I especially see that in the neighborhood level. Where it's like you take a neighborhood and then you basically crumple it up and, you know, whatever it ends up in. And that's what you're looking at. And it makes things weird because you're jumping from, you know, a rooftop that may be level to a rooftop that's kind of sideways. And, you know, it's pretty neat.
Yeah.
It's pretty
I like neat the aesthetic, way. Actually. At first I thought I was going to hate it. I thought I looked at it and like, I don't know if I like the art style for this. When I saw that, like, this is a long time ago, like when they first showed screenshots and I saw like the main character and I'm like, but it kind of
that took some getting used to.
Yeah,
it really
grew on me. Then I actually appreciated it a lot more for what it was. That's another thing. I think Dolphin they got all that stuff down, the aesthetics, like the art style, the writing, but it's the whole gameplay part, which is kind of important when you're doing this stuff for a game.
Yeah, exactly.
You think? Overall, the gameplay is it could be there's a few things that they could probably do to make it so much better, and probably the biggest thing would be to fix the camera obstruction thing for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they fix that problem, I think that it would solve a lot of the problems that I have with the game, with the platforming of it.
Well, I don't think they're going to go back and patch it for you, but
pretty much sure they're not.
Perhaps. Going to. I mean, it took how long for them to get it backwards compatible on Xbox 360?
Yeah, like and even then, it took like an email campaign that like Tim Schafer spearheaded. You know,
yeah, exactly.
Basically,
yeah.
begging fans to say, "Hey, Microsoft, you know, we want to play this game." So,
yeah,
I'm sure that
it'd be interesting
sales.
To see how that's sold now that they have it on the marketplace. Because people bitch, they want it, and then they throw it up there, and if it's like, and it's been downloaded 7 times.
Yeah, and that happens a lot, too, because a lot of people will be so gung-ho about something, and then they actually get it, and it's like, oh, well, you know, I don't feel like spending the money right now, you know? So I'd be interested in that, too.
Well, my take on it is, I mean, I absolutely love the aesthetics of it, and I love the dialogue. I love the voice acting, you know, everything, you know, storyline wise.
Presentation.
Yeah, the presentation, everything. I'm just like, it's so refreshing to have a game like this, you know, like this alternative kind of, you know, action platformer, you know, game, you know, as opposed to a lot of, you know, the other cookie cutter stuff. So it brings so much charm and like intelligence and just kind of, you know, funny wit to the table, you know, which is, you know, something that's just not common. So I absolutely adore it for that aspect. But as previously mentioned, yeah, the controls, not really up to snuff, which hasn't really gotten to me too much. So, I mean, I've always been able to just kind of barrel through it. Like I said, it never really frustrated me. So everything got carried by, you know, the aesthetic stuff. Because it is that good.
Yeah.
I think.
I hear you. But, no, I'd have to agree. And I do, I think overall, I don't care. I was gonna say, I think overall, if I played either Psychonauts or Brutal Legend today, at the part where I'm in Brutal Legend, I had more fun playing Psychonauts.
Really?
So, yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Overall, I enjoyed it. You know, I haven't finished it yet, but I don't know if I will go back and finish it now that we're talking about it now, but I mean, I wanted to. It's something I want to do. It's just that with all the games that we have out right now, it's really hard.
Yeah.
But I'm enjoying the hell out of it, even with the difficulty that I'm having with some of the gameplay. Mm-hmm. Because as you said, at the core, the gameplay is passable.
Yeah.
It's just when you have to do the really, just the platforming where you have to go and get, like, especially like around the campgrounds. Mm-hmm. Where you're collecting stuff, when you're trying to get some of the stuff that's in the higher places, it gets kind of frustrating after a while. Yeah. And
that could just be age, though. I mean, this is a pretty old game where they couldn't really figure out the whole camera thing until even now. They still haven't figured out the camera thing in a lot of games.
I don't know. So. Yeah, I mean, it's only like 5 years old or something like that, you know. Yeah. And I mean, there's been plenty of games, you know, even before that, you know, that preceded it, that, you know, had the control right, had the camera right, so. And, you know, a lot of it's, I'm sure, due to them being a young development team or whatever, but.
Yeah.
It's like, well, yeah, it's passable. It works.
I wouldn't mind seeing a sequel to it. Let's put it that way.
Oh, God.
I would not mind seeing a sequel to Psychonauts.
That'd be awesome.
And where they, if they could fix all the gameplay elements that we've mentioned, this would be one freaking awesome game. I mean, there's no doubt that, you know, there's no doubt that I would go out and buy Psychonauts 2 anyway, but.
Yeah.
You know, it would make it so much better if they could just fix those few little problems that they had.
Yeah, I'd even say throw it up on Xbox Live Arcade like a sequel. But then again, I'd want the whole thing to be voice acted. So I don't know if that'd be possible on Xbox Live Arcade. It'd probably be pretty big download.
Yeah,
yeah,
but
it would need to be. It would need to be voice acted. Otherwise, it's going to lose so much.
It's going
to
lose.
Yeah,
so,
you'd lose a lot if it wasn't voice acted, because there's so much personality in the characters.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, without the voice acting, it would just lose a lot of dimension in that respect.
Well, is this worth your $10 to get it off of goodoldgames.com?
I think it is. Besides the gripes that I said, I'm still saying major distraction for this
good.
One.
Good shot.
You know, I still had a lot of fun mm-hmm. playing it. You know, it was one of those things where it wasn't enough to be a terrible distraction for me, but there were times when I was at work, like thinking about, you know, what kind of powers I was going to get next and that kind of thing. So I would say yes, it's definitely worth the money.
Indeed. Yeah. Not only that, for I mean, sure. You're playing it on the PC, so it's actually high res stuff.
Yeah, like, it's beautiful on PC.
I played it, you know, full widescreen. It was like, you know, 1440x900, and yeah, like all the textures and everything, especially on Raz, the main character, he looked mm-hmm. great. Really did.
Yeah,
but
you're right.
Chris, you mentioned this before. It's kind of like, I don't know that the cutscenes, you know, the rendered stuff were actually upscaled as well.
It's very God of War Collection like that. I forgot to mention
that. I forgot to mention that too, actually.
Oh, shit. Anyway, I got that too. Anyway, no.
Once you get to like the pre-rendered movies, it's bad when it looks that much worse than the actual gameplay, because the resolution is they did such a good job with actually making it so that it upscales well and it looks really good in these higher resolutions
mm-hmm.
that when you go back to the video and it's like 480 and it's just like,
this is blown up.
It's bad.
Yeah, it didn't look that great, but everything else, all the rest of the stuff, you know, during normal gameplay, I think looks really good for being so old, I guess.
I agree.
So yeah, major distraction for me as well.
Cool. All right.
Cool. I can't give it a major. Well, I know. Yeah, you know what? I would normally give it a major distraction. Just lately, it hasn't been because of all the crap that's out right now. I mean, by crap, I mean really good stuff. So, but yeah, as a game by itself, I'd also give it a major distraction. A lot of fun. Really funny. It's gonna keep you playing just to see that what's gonna happen next kind of thing. What mm-hmm. witty or quirky remark am I gonna hear? I'm gonna go LOL.
All right. That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Should we talk about the War Collection then? Or did you guys talk about that last week?
We kind of talked about it last week, okay. But I think.
Right. Kind of, sort of.
Oh, no, we didn't.
Jeff is the only one who played it.
Yeah, I was the only one who played it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, let's talk about that briefly.
Real briefly. God damn it, that fucking game pisses me off. And this is why I stopped playing the fucking series to begin with. It's so fucking frustrating. I hate the fucking combat sometimes.
What?
No, I don't
hate
it.
How is it frustrating?
I don't hate it. No, the combat just so doesn't feel tight to me at all. Like, I don't feel like
really?
I'm really like control. I'm just whipping those chains around, man. I don't know what the fuck's going on. I'm just mashing shit for real. You know, I'm used to more of a Devil May Cry where I have a little more control. The combat's tighter in Devil May Cry, I think. for real.
No, I don't think it's any different. That too. I think I do. Out of the three that I always get compared, Devil May Cry, Ninja Gaiden, and God of War, I honestly do think, in my opinion, God of War 3 has the weakest combat, but not only because of, in terms of what you're controlling and how it feels. I think it looks the best. I think that, like, you got some crazy shit you're doing in that game.
Mm-hmm.
But I think his blades, especially, they feel very...
I like those better. Once I finally got those, I was a little more comfortable.
The which?
The blades?
The
sword. I'm sorry.
Oh, you're talking about the sword.
Yeah, the sword.
Yeah, okay. I can see, well, because I feel the blades, they kind of act like there's no collision detection with them, mm-hmm. sometimes. Like, they'll hit the enemies, they'll kind of react, but in Devil May Cry, Ninja Gaiden, and even when you get the sword in God of War, when you're hitting enemies, they react, and I feel like they have weight to them, and those weapons have weight, or that's where I think where I draw, like, there's kind of like a little bit of a flaw. But stylish-wise, man,
it's a pretty thing to look at, for sure.
Yeah.
And I do appreciate that. The only other gripes that I had were some of the puzzles, I think. You know, they were just very, they didn't give you a lot to go on, I guess. And there were many times that I was just like frustrated that it's like, what the fuck do I do here? You know, I'm in this blank room.
Example?
Let's see. There's, once you get to the, where you're going for Pandora, right? And you're on the Titan's back or whatever. Yep. I think one of the first rooms where you actually get like trapped into, and you have to find you have to go through all the puzzles to get through. Like, you can't go back at all.
Okay.
Cause this big iron gate, and I forgot what the hell it was. But there were several instances in which I have searched every area here. I have looked in every nook and cranny. I'm not finding anything new. I don't know what the fuck to do. And actually I had to, you know, look up some YouTube videos to like find out that, oh yeah, I just wasn't standing in the right spot to actually, you know, see this thing or whatever. Like, there was a switch or something like that. And, you know, I was standing all over it, and I was just mashing, you know, X or whatever, you know, the action button was, and nothing was happening. So I just bypassed it, you know? So thinking that I couldn't do anything to it yet. So I don't know. Stupid stuff like that. But as far as like pacing and like, you know, overall fun factor, it's motherfucking truth. it is a fun game when it's not frustrating the piss out of me with its, you know, fucking combat.
Yeah, there's a couple moments in the games where I did get frustrated and stuck, like you said, but it was usually something really dumb where when I looked it up or when I eventually found it, I'm like, oh, I'm an idiot. But I don't know to fault myself or fault the game, because normally the game is pretty good with, if you walk into a room that's a puzzle, mm-hmm. the camera will usually pan back, or it'll show you what are the things you're going to need to interact with.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But there is a few that I know that, like you said, that where I've just been like walking around everywhere. What am I missing? And it turns out there's like a switch in the corner that you can barely see or something like that. But it's few and far between, and I don't know that I've noticed.
It is, but it's just like, you know, those really stick with me more than anything else. You know, those controller throwing moments, which I have a few times actually thrown the controller. So
I've really
wow.
Yeah,
I've never done that with that game. It looks so pretty in HD now, though.
The game is absolutely beautiful.
The
resolution of it, the way that it shows off the textures and everything. There are some places where, like, okay, here's the one part that I thought was pretty ridiculous. When you first find the Oracle, and you're trying to save her. Yeah, after you save her and she's kind of standing, at the door before you walk through and go into the desert.
Yeah.
If you look at her, it's like, dude, could you spare any polygons for her at all? I mean, you know, some of the characters are rendered pretty badly, but,
we're talking about a game that's like,
it's an older game. You know, that you can tell from watching the game that they focused a lot on the effects of the combat and on, you know, the model of Kratos and that kind of thing.
But that's
where they focused. So that always looks really, really great. But every once in a while, you're kind of pulled back and you're reminded, oh yeah, this game is kind of old and not everything looks as pretty as Kratos. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's kind of what I was getting at.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like, I totally appreciate what they did with Kratos and everything, but it's like, it's so jarring against some of the things. It's like, you know, just as you said, they only focused on him. So, it doesn't feel like it's an overall upgrade. It's just like, it feels like some of the things were visually.
You guys, you guys are both off the podcast. Fuck this shit.
Well, no, I think the problem is that, like, when they put it in the higher resolution, it makes these issues more evident.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It makes it more evident. And it's, whereas, like, the first time I played God of War, I wouldn't have even thought about it. You know, it's like the only thing I remembered about the Oracle is, oh, look, I could see your tits. Mm-hmm. You know, but now it's like, I think back and it's like, okay, so there, you know, the Oracle looked really weird in high res because her the polygons on her, I mean, her arm looked like a square, you know. Yeah. I mean, that's because of the higher resolution, that's what I'm remembering.
Yeah. And this is also like nitpicky shit, though.
It is. It's very nitpicky shit.
But really at the same time, I fell into the hype, dude.
I think it
looks
awesome.
Yeah.
It does look awesome. I'm not saying it doesn't, but I'm just saying every once in a while, you're reminded that this is kind of an old game.
Right. I was expecting more from like the remastering.
I think they kind of rushed it. The rumor is they had 5 or 4 months to do this.
Oh, really?
I think that's why they didn't bother with the whole cutscene stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they kind of, because they mailed it in on that one. They're like, okay, we'll just upscale it and it'll look fine.
It looks bad.
Yeah, you look at it and really then you're bad. Like, wow. See?
And that's kind of the stuff that I was like, oh, what, for real? What? So yeah. I was expecting more. That's all that I'm saying. I'm not saying that I'm, you know, unhappy with the product overall. You know,
yeah.
I mean, $40 I haven't played part for two these yet. Two games.
As, yeah, there's still the definitive version of both of them. Like, if you're going to get,
yeah,
them,
no
get,
doubt.
Get the collection. And yeah. I can't wait to jump into two, because two was better looking than one by far.
In every way. So, yeah. In every way, it was better.
So I can't wait to get that, try that one out, the HD. So.
I'm waiting to finish one before I jump into two. But,
same.
I'll tell you what, man, when I was playing through one, I was just reminded how much I loved that friggin' Hydra battle at the end of the first stage.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
God, it's awesome. Friggin' awesome. All right, that's enough.
All right.
We're like 50 minutes in and we're still talking about games. Let's do some news real quick.
It is a gaming podcast.
It is a gaming podcast, yes.
Tis. All right, we'll try to blow through this news here. News of the week. Come on, Gmail.
News of the week.
Stretch.
BioWare will continue support for the PS3. BioWare, because Dragon Age really is the first BioWare game to hit, I think, a Sony platform, isn't it? Because I don't think they made anything for PS2. They came out and said we it was a learning curve for sure, but then now that they know the system a lot better than they did, they are definitely going to be supporting it in the future. They did specifically say, and when it comes to Mass Effect, we're not saying anything about Mass Effect whatsoever, but future games will definitely be on the console. But if you ask me, I think Mass Effect is going to show up on the PS3.
I have a feeling
I think it will be next year as well. I don't think it's going to be, like, I think it'll be like holiday time next year or something like that.
Let's throw this in there real quick. It's the first BioWare game that's come out on a Sony platform since like the Baldur's Gate games back in the day, or like I think the first Baldur's Gate game
was that BioWare,
right?
I think it was Baldur's Gate.
Baldur's Gate, whatever.
Baldur's Gate. But you mean the Dark Alliance games?
Whatever. Yeah, wasn't the first Dark Alliance? Wasn't that BioWare?
I don't think either of those are BioWare. I could be wrong though. If you want to look it up on the wiki, because I know like they did the PC ones, and I know Baldur's Gate fans, like the Dark Alliance games, are like, that's not Baldur's Gate. So
yeah, there's a lot of people said that. So, I loved it though. So
I thought it was awesome. It was. They were really fun, especially when you played with like on co-op and stuff. But
no, that wasn't BioWare. My bad. That was Snowblind.
Snowblind. Okay.
Never mind.
So just licensed it. But it was fun. It's still good. In fact, I looked for those games the other day because I was like, I remember those Baldur's Gate. I'm gonna find Dark Alliance. Even 2 was good.
On PC where they're awesome.
Well, those are not PC, I don't think, are they?
Well, not in the version that we know.
Not the Dark Alliance games. Yeah.
Baldur's Gate's in it. It's more like Dragon Age.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I like Baldur's Gate because it was kind of like an action RPG, more like Diablo, I guess, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was very Diablo.
Like a champion.
So, yeah, the console versions, came much after, you know, or much longer after the PC stuff.
The PC.
They
were
played very differently.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, way different. So PS3 owners, look forward to that in BioWare. I will say something, though. Besides the clipping in Dragon Age, I haven't really run into any bugs or typical BioWare stuff yet, which is kind of surprising, because KOTOR and Mass Effect are kind of littered with, like, weird, janky stuff happening.
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of getting that stuff, and you're kind of seeing it, too. Like, you know, if a character is, like, on fire or something like that, you know, at the end of combat,
mm-hmm.
and you go directly into like a dialogue sequence, he's still on fire, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Stuff like that. And just, you know, some of the cuts between, you know, gameplay and, like, you know, cut scenes. There's, like, a lot of, like, not texture pop-in, I guess. Well, no, kind of. There's, like, model pop-in sometimes. So, I don't know. I'm getting that every now and again, so. It feels like a BioWare game, for sure.
It hasn't frozen up on me or anything like that. There's been many times where it's been like totally like KOTOR did that quite a few times. Maybe it would either freeze up or you couldn't go further because there's some kind of like game killing bug or something like that, or if you didn't do something. But I haven't hit that yet. It's not to say it's not in there. They're not in there. I don't know.
Knock on wood, buddy.
But yeah, exactly. Little Big Planet. PSP.
Yay!
Which came out last week. I'm not talking about the PSP version, though. I'm just talking about the console version.
Yay!
We can finally all get on there and create a level together, because as of November 30th...
That is cool.
It's getting a patch, so you can do cooperative level creation.
Cool. All right.
That's great.
That's good stuff. I know that Jason, our friend Serena, got actually picked it up, and I think she's in the middle of making a level.
Good.
Nice.
So I've been looking forward to her getting her hands on this game because she's so freaking creative.
Really creative. Yeah.
So yeah, we'll see. Cool. I hope she comes up with something pretty good.
No, and if she doesn't, you can challenge her at a game with Super Street Fighter 4 and kick her ass because that's coming out in the spring and a couple new characters have been added.
Yeah.
Been announced. These characters are from the Final Fight. Basically, we have Cody, Guy, and Adon. Adon's the guy, because a lot of people, I think he's probably the least familiar of the three, but he's the other Thai boxer that was in the Alpha series.
Correct. Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
wasn't he in the original Street Fighter?
Yeah, technically he was in the very first Street Fighter, but these characters and who they're modeled after are from like the Alpha series.
Yeah, which I don't like the Cody thing. They should have changed that. I don't like that. He's in his jailbird suit.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly how we looked in Alpha 3, so...
I know. Well, change it. This isn't Alpha. This is Street Fighter 4.
He's the one that I'm most worried about. Definitely.
And how?
He seems a little stiff, actually. And because he is still wearing the jail suit, and I don't like the knife...
Yeah, he fights with a knife.
Oh, yeah, that's kind of weird. It kind of takes you out of the whole Street Fighter.
He was an odd character to begin with. Like he never felt very fleshed out. He seemed a little generic. I like him, and I liked playing him in 3 because he's got like that tornado upper, which is pretty cool. But the rest of his moves are just like, what? You know, he throws a rock. Okay, he does this like weird stiff slide kick, and it still looks just as stiff in 4. So I'm a little worried about him, but.
But you're excited about Guy.
Fucking A.
Guy looks awesome. Adon looks cool too.
Yeah. But Guy's got his chain combos, yo. Like the same stuff, you know, you would mash, you know, like the 3 successive kicks in a row, you know, from like light to hard or whatever. And it looks like he's still got that shit.
Really?
Based on some of the gameplay footage. So I don't know if it's going to be, you know, just straight up, you know, chain combos or if it's going to be command stuff, but. I'm going to main the hell out of Guy, I think, for a while.
Oh, damn it. Okay. I don't know who I'm going to, because one, she's one of the new characters, and I'm thinking right now either Adon or Guy or Yuri, I don't know how you pronounce it. Yuri. But Yuri, I have a feeling, is going to be the next Crimson Viper. I think she's going to be really tough to main. That's what it looks like with her. It looks like she has that kind of like phase teleport thing that she can do, like mid-combo and stuff, and that kind of looks like the cancels that Viper has, and it kind of scares me. But I'm going to try her first, I think. But Guy and Adon look pretty badass. And, well, they should be announcing probably more characters soon. Jason, do you have any guesses on who it's going to be?
Yeah. We've been going through waves. So we had our Super Street Fighter, you know, wave, which was like, you know, not Fei Long, but T-Hawk and DJ. Now we're doing the Alpha stuff. That's out. So what's left? Street Fighter 3,
yeah.
The most popular characters by far are Ibuki, Makoto, and I think Dudley. So I think those three are going to be the ones that are going to be announced next. And then
you don't think it's going to be one of the twins?
No, I do not think so. But I think there's room for probably one more new character as well. So I think that'll...
Yeah, they seem to be throwing out a new one. Well, I guess Yuri's the only new one, really.
But yeah,
They have to have another one.
Yeah, I think so. Well, I don't know if you've seen some of even actually in the official screenshots, you know, that they have of like Guy, he's like, knocking back like a kunai dagger. And those are actually thrown by Ibuki.
Ibuki, yeah.
Right. So I don't know if she's actually in the game already and they're just not releasing it or what, but indicators seem to say.
Could be.
That she's going to be next, which is pretty cool. She was fun.
Yeah. Cool. Awesome.
Dudley, I don't give a fuck about. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I don't care about Dudley.
What the
either.
Fuck? We don't need Dudley. Please don't put in Dudley.
We need more cool chicks.
Yeah. They're almost outnumbering the guys, for real. I mean.
Well, throw in the chick from Bayonetta in there, because, I mean, she's getting popular, and people, the game's getting a little bit of hype. The demos are finally hitting North America on December 3rd. You're going to be hitting on Xbox Live and PSN. So you can check those out. They're the same demos that were the Japanese demos. So I think the PSN one is the tutorial video plus the first level, and the 360 one is actually the tutorial level plus the first two levels, I believe.
Well,
there's an extra level in there.
It's like the part where you're actually jumping down the debris that's falling. I should probably mention that I did actually finally get to play the 360 version of this demo.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, the PS3 version no longer exists to me.
Really?
It's really that much different. It's bad. It's like when you're playing the game for PS3, the demo level that they give you on PS3, you don't really see any hiccups or anything. So it's like, you know, if you don't see the 360 version, you don't know any better. But as soon as you see the 360 version, it's like, okay, yeah, I'm getting this version. Yeah. You know? So. Yeah.
There was a crowd of people when Chris was playing this.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. There was one chick that was behind us that was like, I have game envy. And I'm like, it's only a demo. But yeah, good stuff. I'm glad that they're finally bringing it out, because more people need to know about this game. This game needs to be successful.
I think it's going to do well. I think Sega's going to have a little bit of a hit on their hand, because it may not do like a gangbusters or whatever, but I think it's going to do enough to warrant a sequel, most likely. Yeah. Or to at least give them some money so they can bring out other stuff like this. And it's the original guy who did get Devil May Cry. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
And it's getting great ratings, well, in Japan anyway. So, and they rate things a little bit different than we do here.
And have you talked to anybody who likes this style of game and that hasn't liked Bayonetta?
No, no one.
Yeah, I haven't either, because the game is just that good. I mean, it really, really is good. So, all you people go out there, download the demo and play it. And if you only have a PS3, don't worry, it's still going to be decent enough. You still need to buy it.
Yeah, like I played it on the PS3 when I played it when I was over there in Atlanta. I was playing it at Jason's, and I didn't see a problem with it.
Yeah.
So it's probably one of those things, as long as you keep away from the 360 version. Although Silent Hiroshura, one of our listeners, part of VGVO, he imported, I think, the PS3 version from Japan. Mm-hmm. And he says that the loading times are atrocious.
Really?
Yeah, he said they're really, really bad. And Sega's actually come out and said they are going to try to patch them too.
Good.
To fast them up. But I don't know. Whenever they do stuff like that, I think it's more of like a quick Band-Aid thing to shut people up. There hasn't been too many times where they've patched something like that where it's actually made that big of a difference in my eyes. I've been like, okay, you just kind of think it's there, like mental. Yeah, it's about 3 seconds shorter, probably. Yeah, 3 or 4 seconds. But in reality, it's like probably like 0.5.
We'll see. As long as they're committed to supporting the game, you know. I mean, it'll probably end up maybe being something like Ghostbusters, because when Ghostbuster came out, you know, the PS3 version looked like ass compared to the 360 version. And then apparently they released some sort of graphical patch that fixed it to where it's almost as good. It's not quite as good, though. So, you know, maybe it'll be something similar to that. They need to support this game, though, because this game is going to be big, and it's going to be big for Sega, and they need to do whatever they can to make it profitable on both systems.
Yeah. Well, another company that's not really supporting something that they might maybe should be, Ubisoft. We talked about this last week.
Oh, I'm so mad about this.
With No More Heroes, they're publishing. No More Heroes is going to be in the... it's coming out in Japan for Xbox 360 and PS3. The remake... Ubisoft is not going to be publishing it in North America.
Bastards.
Yes.
I've already sent a tweet out to Ignition, and I said, is Ubisoft's loss Ignition's gain? And I actually got a response, and it goes, very interesting. And he says, no comment at this time. I'm like, damn you and your no comment.
That's
so
awesome.
So, you know, I actually would be very, I would not be surprised if Ignition picked this up and put it out. Because they seem to be going that direction. That's the kind of thing
that
they go for.
Yeah, that's what they're kind of doing, so, yeah. And a lot of people suspect maybe Atlus. I can't see Atlus doing, because Atlus seems to take more stuff that's, I guess, less mainstream, I want to say. Not to say No More Heroes is mainstream at all.
No, it's not. Yeah.
But they don't... I don't know. I see more Atlus more like an RPG type, like, Japanese-developed game that...
They've released some quirky stuff, though. Full show. So I think it would fit in with Atlus as well.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. But I would love to see Ignition do it, for real.
Yeah. Somebody
would really
needs
help
to do it. That's all I know. Bring this shit out.
Yes. I want to see it in HD glory.
Me too.
I don't want to have to waggle.
Yes.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah. Little Big Planet. I should, probably should have put this above with the other Little Big Planet news, but...
Okay, well...
Yeah, this is... DLC is going to be coming out in December at some point. Take little sack boys. You know how, like, they put little costumes on them? You can dress them up like Solid Snake and whoever.
Yeah, I like that stuff.
Like so the cute. Uncharted guys or whatever, yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Sonic the Hedgehog. You can dress them up like Sonic the Hedgehog characters, like Tails and Sonic
Squeal.
And Knuckles and that other girl. I don't even know what her name is.
What about
is.
Knuckles? Can you dress him as
yeah,
Knuckles?
Yeah, Knuckles is in there. Knuckles is in right. there. That right. that girl, I can't remember her name.
Amy, yeah.
Yep, she's in there.
What about Dr. Robotnik?
You can take these really fast characters and throw them into a ridiculously slow-moving platformer. And...
and you know someone's going to make a Sonic level, you know.
Oh, that's
where he's
just
like
happen.
Going.
Didn't they already do
whatever.
That?
Probably.
But now
probably.
You can actually put Sonic in there.
Right.
Yeah. At the end of the level, when you after you make it, you can write on the wall next to the completion stage.
Yeah.
Who gives a shit?
Gives a shit.
I'm not. I can't. I give a shit.
That's
awesome.
Bullshit. That
I kind of do
awesome.
Too, actually. I was playing along more than anything for GIF's sake, but
who gives a shit? There you go.
I don't mind. I don't mind this kind of the costume DLC. I think some of it's pretty good, but
no, yeah, it is. I just don't. Sonic just doesn't fit there. I don't know.
Only because you don't like the platforming.
How many of them do?
No,
fit, because
I could throw. I could. No, they don't. But I mean, like when I think Sonic, I think fast moving, whatever. And yeah. Little Big Planet is the exact opposite of fast moving. Unless you build a level that's like a hill going straight down.
God, this you have an agenda.
So maybe.
Wow.
You should have told us about this agenda before we did this.
Right.
Because this just became like the worst who gives a shit ever.
Oh, well. But, I couldn't care less. The other stuff, I was like, that's pretty cool. Metal Gear Solid's pretty cool. Uncharted's pretty cool. God of War's pretty cool. Sonic, I'm like, no, can you bastardize Sonic even more? Like, throw him in everything now and just throw him in that. Just doesn't make sense.
That is
you know
kind
what
of
made
boring,
more sense?
Out, yeah.
What would have made more sense for Sega to release, in my opinion, for Little Big Planet right now? Bayonetta costumes.
Yeah,
promote
see, that
the
would've,
shit
that
out of
been
that
more,
game.
Yeah, exactly. Or you know so. What, Sega, fucking make a good Sonic game.
There
make
you
a
go.
A side-scrolling Sonic game. Throw it, you know, it's...
I don't think whatever. That's possible
and have you
anymore.
Seen these costumes? They're ugly. They look
they are
ugly.
Kind
yeah,
of
they
exactly
are kind of ugly. Just, they do look pretty stupid. I did
I'm
see
I'm sorry. You guys might like the whole Sonic thing, and I know maybe childhood memories, but...
I'm mostly indifferent. I'm... But, I mean, some of these guys do look really stupid.
And plus, I really had to that reach this it. Week because there wasn't much. As it was really shit worthy.
That's okay. All right. Well, thank you, Jeff, for the news.
No problem.
We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about Black Friday, and then we'll do some new releases, listener email, and new questions of the week. And we've been going really long, so hopefully we'll make it quick.
Okay.
So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Okay, bye.
Word. It's time for your wake up.
And welcome back.
Hey, thank you.
You're welcome back.
Still pantless.
Still don't care.
I took off Jason's pants. They were kind of chafing a bit, so.
All right, so today we our question this week was focused basically on what you guys have been doing for the holiday and if you went Black Friday shopping. And we got a few emails on this, so do you guys want to start with those or do you guys want to start with what we've did?
Let's do the stories from the peoples.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah?
Okay. Go for it, Jason. Take it away.
This first one is from Mr. Lee Kelly. He says, greeting Indus. To answer your cue, I have to say I did nothing out of the ordinary. I just played myself a hell of a lot of Modern Warfare 2. Shame I miss out on Turkey Day because I live in the UK. I didn't buy any games either. Have a great episode, guys. Love the show as ever. So yeah, not all of our listeners or even all of our hosts get to partake on the Turkey Day festivities
the Thanksgiving.
And the Black Friday stuff. Well, a lot more people get to participate in the Black Friday stuff because a lot of that's online, but whatever. No comments.
All right. Sorry. I mean, Jeff? This is kind of an American-centric question of the week.
Are you salty about it? Are you a little pissy?
Do you not like us anymore?
Moving on.
Okay.
Next email.
All right. This one's from our buddy Rounder. Hey, guys. Rounder here. I think it's my first time writing into the show. I've been spending this Thanksgiving break playing Dragon Age. Yay!
Nice.
I just got done with the Red Cliff quest. That takes a long-ass time, by the way. Other than that, I rented Tekken 6 and hit up the training mode with Lars. I'm really tempted to buy it, but the shaky online experience is holding me back. I just can't hand over my money to a specifically multiplayer-based game made in 2009 that has bad online. Later.
Okay, Dragon Age. I know you guys got to
so good.
Get a couple votes from you guys. You guys are killing me with this Dragon Age token.
I know, we're
actually
trying
had to. It's like when. I want to say this real quick. They actually started talking about Dragon Age after we finished, when we went on break. And I had to take my headset off because every time they talked about it, I was like, I need to buy this game! But I can't! They've already, I'm getting it for Christmas! I was actually on Steam looking to see if it was still on special.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you missed
it. Damn you. Damn you both.
Sorry. Yeah, the Tekken stuff? Right. Dude, yeah. I'm afraid we actually got a review copy from Namco, and we've been kind of sitting on it because I know the online's bad, but I know that they've got a patch in the works, and I think it might be out now. So
now, are we talking bad, like King of Fighters 12 bad?
In some cases, yeah. Like, I've had some really, you know, if I have a perfect connection to the guy, it's passable, you know, at best. I've never had anything that's, like, really lag-free, but at its worst, it's slideshow. You know, and in a game like this, where it's very frame specific, you know, and especially when you can really abuse lag, it breaks the online experience for me. So wait until they patch that before I can officially sign off on it yet. But so right
Rounder
now,
whoop my ass in the Street Fighters at Indus Fest.
What's that?
Rounder whoop my ass in the Street Fighters at Indus Fest.
Rounder's good. Yeah, Rounder actually won the 360 Scrub Sport Street Fighter 4 League.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were in the finals, and he said that he was actually studying videos for like 2 weeks.
Wow.
Of me. I'm like, that's really flattering and creepy at the same time.
Jason was just not having much success against, well, his Saget, I should say, at all. But, you know, he did mention that because I was actually, they did it at Computer Arena up the street from us. And, he had mentioned that he had been watching videos and studying his moves and stuff.
That makes me so proud of him, for real, because that's how you level up.
Yeah. Regardless of who you're playing, you got to give someone credit when they do stuff like that.
Oh, well, dude, I was hammered when we were playing. And he whooped my ass with Saget. So of course I started being like, yeah, you won, but I mean it's Saget. It's like hitting from the ladies' tees and putting in a handicap. I understand that though. And he's like, all right, we'll play another match, and he picked Dalsam and whooped my ass. I'm like, all
hey,
right,
it's not like the ladies' tee anymore, is it?
Well played, sir. Well played.
he is a really good guy. I like him. I'm glad that he's local. Anyway, next email. Is from Fergus, 1001. Hello, Indus. This week, I have been blessed with my recent purchase of Modern Warfare 2, which I think will keep me going well into the holidays and possibly beyond then. Also, I purchased Left 4 Dead 2 for Steam. I'm very pleased with that. I'm very pleased with what I bought. I think my urges for buying new games all the time have been quenched. And I also found the Xbox wireless adapter and GameStop for €50. That's not too bad. Bottom line now, Bottom line is now my bank loves me for all the wrong reasons. P.S. I have a code left for Left 4 Dead 2 for you to give away. Really?
Hmm.
Interesting. He didn't have any details.
The game?
Oh, yeah. He's got the code in here.
What?
Oh, weird. We got to do something.
Wow.
We might do something on the Twitters because that's
all right.
The easiest. Anyway, here's how to win.
Thank you for that, man.
Story awesome. Time. Tell. Oh, okay, we're not going to do it on Twitter. Story time. Tell us how you would deal with realizing you forgot to buy your partner a Christmas present. This can be real as well as made up. It just has to be funny. Although I would prefer truth. Anyway.
Is that like the grounds for the contest?
Yeah, sounds like it.
All right. We could do that.
Signed,
we could do that.
Yours drunkenly, Fergus 1001. So yeah, go ahead and send what do you think? Sort of thread? Do it email style?
Either way.
We can do both. We'll start a thread and we'll do an email.
There we go.
And then, we'll have to figure something out because if it's his code, I feel like it's only right that he get to choose the winner.
Quite possibly, yeah. We'll work that out.
We might have to think about that. We'll think about that. Thank you, Fergus. That is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Yeah. We'll put the details in the thread as far as, you know, official rules and whatnot.
That sounds good.
Hell yeah. I'm going to win this, man. I hope I'm eligible.
No.
I really want it. I just haven't gotten around to buying it yet. Anyway. All right. So last email. Okay. Who the hell is this? Some guy named Travis. I was going to be a good lad and not get anything, but in the end, I'm weak towards great deals. At the Best Buys, I bought me Dragon Age Origins for the kind price of $35. And as a special treat, there happened to be a Garmin GPS doorbuster lying around in one of the bins from 5 a.m. that morning. So, like any sane person would have done, I snagged a $200 GPS for $80.
No more getting lost when
driving to Battle and Brew. Not bad, yeah. You. Sign Trav.
Thanks, Trav.
That's our buddy Trav.
That's a great deal.
Spoiler alert. All right, that's all
we
I got.
Like him. He's
all
right.
Those are all the stories of the peoples.
Okay. Well, Jeff, you don't celebrate Thanksgiving or anything, but
no,
have you bought anything in the last 2 days?
I on Thursday, went out to lunch and got myself a nice sandwich.
Ooh. Yeah. Nice. Was it crowded? Did you have to fight for anyone for it?
No, almost. I had to fight through, the underground of Toronto, the underground malls and stuff. There's a lot of people everywhere carrying briefcases and wearing suits. Because that's what they do on their day off. That's what happens.
Right.
And I paid about $6 for the sandwich.
Hey, that's pretty good.
Yeah, it was decent. It was a good Montreal smoked meat on rye with Swiss cheese and sauerkraut.
Beautiful.
Came with a side pickle.
Yeah, you can. I mean, you can only get those deals on Black Friday up in Canada.
Yeah, right? No, exactly. Yeah. Fuck
bad.
You guys. no, we had our Thanksgiving in October, but we don't. Our Thanksgiving here isn't that big. Like, it's big. You go meet up with your family, have like a big ass dinner and stuff. That's the same. But in terms of like retail, it doesn't do anything. There's nothing about that. So
you guys have like your Boxing Day or whatever.
We have Boxing Day, which isn't as. There's deals and stuff, but it's not even close to, like, the Black Friday deals. But thank God for online. Even though I didn't buy anything, like, mm-hmm. we're still eligible for a lot of the online stuff, so.
Yeah. This shit has been so amazing. I think this year in particular, for whatever reason, has just been, I think everybody's getting in on Black Friday stuff. So, I mean, even, like, individual stores and everything, they're offering up, you know, their own stuff, as opposed to, you know, the big retailers. But, I mean, it's been a kind of harrowing to look at, like, you know, Amazon and Steam. And, you know, Go Gamer, I mean, it's like, there's so much shit I want to get, but, and I've had stuff sitting in my cart too, and I'm like, I'm ready to pull the trigger, but I mean, money's an issue, so I had to really be choosy, but I think the only thing that I bought was, Dragon Age.
Well, okay. That's a good purchase.
Yeah, I get the collector's edition for about $50. Apparently I could have got it for 40 somewhere else, but yeah, I didn't find that out till later, but. Yeah, it's a damn fine deal. It's normally like over 60, so I'm like, okay. Mm. And then, all the major, you know, titles I think out now, like Uncharted's down to like $40 in some places, you know, Left 4 Dead's 35, and now is a good time to buy games for real. Oh, I did buy actually one thing last night, which was actually Black Friday. We went out to Micro Center and they had these PlayStation carrying bags. Really nice bag, actually, and it was like $5. So I'm like, hell yeah. It all evened out though because I got a ticket on my way there.
Oh, are you kidding?
So actually, it's going to be a really expensive
surprise.
Bag. Yeah. Yeah, I turned left where I shouldn't have turned left. Apparently, there were signs.
Oh, really? It wasn't for speeding?
No, it wasn't for speeding.
Oh.
No. Hmm. No. Cop gave me no leeway whatsoever.
Of course not.
I'm like, man, it was where were you in Duluth? It was heavy traffic. Yeah, it was. Yeah, and it's on right on
Pleasant Hill.
Yeah, Pleasant Hill, that main street there. And apparently, I can't turn left on there at all. I had no idea. Like, there was like one sign directly in front of me, and it was all faded and stuff. So, but there were two signs that I had passed already that I missed completely. So,
oh,
yeah. So he offered no sympathy. Ah, well.
That sucks, dude.
So, yeah. But it was a cheap but ultimately expensive bag.
Well, I actually went to Micro Center, too.
Uh-huh.
But I'll get to that later. What'd you play besides Dragon Age?
Didn't play anything. Like, Thanksgiving was all about the family stuff. So, okay. It's a little hard to get gaming in when, you know, you've got all the family around. But
that's true. That's true. Okay. Let's see. What did I do? I actually was, I had a few plans. This is the first time I actually tried to venture out into Black Friday and try and pick something up. But, you know, Old Navy was doing the whole, free Lego Rock Band deal.
Yeah.
I wanted to try for that. And, so what I did was, like, after Thanksgiving dinner and everything, I came home and I took a nap on the couch. And I was like, all right, I'm going to take a nap for a couple hours. That way, if I wake up at like 3 o'clock in the morning or whatever, then, you know, I will still have still had enough sleep. And, turns out while I was like, as I was fading in and out of sleep, I heard they were opening at 3 a.m. And I'm like, well, I'm sure as hell I'm not going to be there at 1 o'clock to wait in line. So I basically said, forget about it with the Lego Rock Band. Went to bed, figured whatever time I wake up, I'm going to go out and I'm going to hit Best Buy. So I woke up at about 5:30 and, went to, just for the hell of it, went to Old Navy, and they were out, of course. Went to Target, and they were ridiculously packed, and they didn't have anything I wanted anyway. Went to Best Buy, and they had a special on a 32-inch LCD TV, which I ended up picking up for my in-laws for Christmas.
Oh, cool.
So that was one thing. And after I picked that up, I went home. And actually, it was funny when I did that. It was like... you know, you walk in, they opened at 5, walked in, the line for the registers was all the way around the store.
Oh,
so it's,
man,
like all the way in the back where they have like the electronics and the TVs. There were people in line to check out all the way the fuck back there.
Ridiculous.
And so I grabbed this TV and I'm thinking to myself, man, I do not want to wait in this line. And the woman that was helping me, and she says, oh, well, if you're getting your TV, you can just stand in this line right here. That only has 4 people in it. I was like, fuck yes. So I didn't have to wait in any of those lines at all. And, grabbed the TV, brought it home, and then I ventured out to Micro Center. I got there about 7:30. So there was a line to get into the store. They didn't open until 8. And they did it differently, and I'm not sure. I don't know what time you got there, Jason, but...
It was at night.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
When I was there, they were doing it very differently. It's like most of the time they open the doors and people just rush in and grab what they want. Micro Center was being very careful about it. It's like at 8 o'clock, like actually at about 7:45, they let like 30, 40 people in, and then they closed the doors. They let those people go shopping. And then as people were leaving, they would let like 10 more people in.
Good.
So they were controlling the number of people that were in the store the whole time so that people had a chance to look around and not get trampled by people.
Yep.
So I ended up going there and I picked up some Microsoft points because they had the 1600 point cards for $13.
Oh, that's right. You told me about that shit.
Yeah.
I forgot to look for those.
And this is the funny part is I was like, as I was looking at their stuff, they had the 1600 point cards for $13 or they had the 4000 point card for $40.
Okay.
Do the math on that.
Yeah. All right.
I ended up paying $39 and I got 4800 points.
Damn.
Cause I got 3 of the cards.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I came home, I ended up giving one of them to John because he didn't get a chance to get out there. But, so similar to, this kind of reminds me from your story too, though. When I was leaving Micro Center on Pleasant Hill, I was driving and I went around someone and there was a cop there. I was probably doing pretty close to 60 at the time.
Oh my God. On that street?
Yeah.
Wow.
But he did not come after me. So I got lucky. Yeah. I was somewhere in between the 55 and 60 range, and he did not come after me.
Great. You pissed him off.
Is what you did. Jason came around the corner.
And he was just like, you know, waiting for something. I'm going to get the next motherfucker that does anything.
You said you went there at night, man. This is like 8 o'clock in the morning.
He was stewing all day long. It made it worse. Thanks.
Oh, man. But so after I got home, I put one of the cards in, and what was the first thing I bought? Mothership Zeta for Fallout 3.
Hey.
And I probably put about probably like 2 hours into that. Man, it is fun, dude. Like all the alien weapons and shit that you pick up, it's really cool. Highly suggest it. Which makes, you know, Gruul suggested it, man. Guys, I really want to do a DLC episode for Fallout 3. I really want to do one.
I thought we committed to that. I think.
Yeah, I want to do it. Let's do it. But, yeah. And then let's see, what else did we do? And then I found, the Dark Knight. Later, I met up with a couple friends and we went to Fry's and Target again and, found the Dark Knight for $12 on Blu-ray. So that was cool.
Cool.
And yeah, I think that was pretty much the majority of it for me.
Yeah.
But, you know, a few things here and there. The most important thing is that I got my in-laws Christmas present. And it's something that we really wanted. They've helped us out a lot in the past couple months, you know, helping me with my kitchen and stuff like that. So we're giving back. We got them on HDTV because they don't have one yet. So hopefully they'll enjoy that.
I'm sure they will. Now you got to get them a PS3 next.
They already have a PS3 actually. There you go. Crystal's brother has a PS3 and he still lives at home. So,
okay. Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah.
But yeah, so that is it for me.
My sandwich was damn good.
When we're done with this podcast, I'm making a sandwich with all the leftover turkey I have from Thursday.
Oh, leftovers.
That's the best part about Thanksgiving, man, is the fucking leftovers. All right. Should we move on then?
Yeah. Totally.
Cool. New releases. Mm-hmm. Anything from Repeat?
We do. Want to hear it?
Do we have another voicemail of him saying there's nothing coming out?
It doesn't seem like it's very long, so it might be. Let's check it out.
Yet another week of very little releases. The most interesting title is Might and Magic Clash of Heroes for the DS.
Wow.
It looks like a sort of a puzzle, Ubisoft's attempt at Puzzle Quest, the RPG puzzle game sort of mixture thing. Interesting for a couple of reasons. The first being it's getting some pretty damn good reviews from the early stuff that's coming out. And secondly, it's made by Capybara Games, the makers of Critter Crunch. Huh. So, you know, if you like Critter Crunch, you want to support that developer, maybe worth looking into. Yeah, that's pretty much it. Unless there's something interesting downloadable, but, yeah, who the hell knows?
Yeah, but not too much being released right now.
No.
Okay.
Is there anything else coming out before Christmas? There's something in December, isn't there?
Zelda is coming out. Spirit Tracks.
Oh, yeah.
That comes out not next week, the week after. I'm not sure besides that.
Is Darksiders this year or is that next year?
Darksiders is 2010, I believe.
Oh, okay.
But the one thing that I wanted to throw out there is he mentioned the game you mentioned, Might and Magic Clash of Heroes. I have it on my list for December 8th, which is actually the week after next.
Huh.
So I don't know which one is correct. So keep your eye out for it next week if you're interested in it. But you know, the date I have is on the 8th. So let me fill in the gaps. There's really not much to fill in. PS3 is getting Rogue Warrior and Avatar from the movie. Let's see. PSP is getting Avatar. 360 is getting Avatar. Mobile Ops, The One-Year War, and Rogue Warrior. The Wii is getting Resident Evil Zero, Avatar. The DS is getting, Dawn of Heroes, DJ Star, Avatar, the movie. Alvin and the Chipmunks, the Squeakquel, which I think I did mention another week.
The Squeakquel?
Squeakquel, yes, it's really bad.
Oh.
Seven Wonders 2 and Safecracker. And then on PC, Rogue Warrior Avatar, Dirt 2, which I can't believe that's just now coming out. And then EVE Online, Dominion, Alvin Legacy Magic, and Zombie Driver. Oh. And let's see. Can you see what I see? Dream Machine? Yeah, it's a bad week for games next week, people. It's not a good week.
I don't
know.
Avatar looks pretty decent. I mean, were you guys watching any of the Dev Diaries or anything like that?
Mm-hmm.
It looks like
I saw it mentioned on a podcast or on a video cast. I think it might have been Co-op. Mm-hmm. I think I saw them mention it. It looks decent, like a good...
It looks like a passable like action-adventure.
Third-person action game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't look terrible, and apparently it's been in development for a long time, so... And it's coming out like a month? No, when is Avatar come out? December. Is it Christmas?
I don't know. I have to look it up.
I don't even know when that comes out, but it's surprising that it's coming out way before the movie. So, I don't know. Is that to build up hype for the movie, or is that because the game, like, yeah, it's polished enough, we can get it out there. Who knows? But it's I don't know. It looks interesting. I'm keeping my eye on it. But
all right, well, how do we do pick of the week this week?
I got nothing, man. It's okay to pass for real. I mean, yeah, there's so many other games that I'm still catching up on.
You know what? Don't play the games you've been buying for the last 3 weeks.
Exactly. Yeah. There's November, October, and November were big months, man. Go out and play the games that you got for those.
Yeah, or pick up something that you passed on, or had to pass on due to budget or something.
Exactly. Buy the Fallout 3 DLC.
There you go.
All right, cool. Jason.
Yeah.
Let's do some emails.
Let me see what I got, though. I got to switch things over. There we go. Wait, we don't have anything. No, we do. Hey, there we are. Hi, Indus. Confidence Man 2 here. I just wanted to keep in touch with you guys since I haven't emailed since Indus Fest.
Indus Fest.
Anyway, I made another set of most likely surveys that you could answer.
Okay.
So,
I liked these. These were kind of cool.
Who in Indus is most likely to, number one, win a real street fight in a tournament against the other VG Evo hosts?
Like, we're taking, like, VG, like individually or as a team?
I don't know.
Because we'd kick everyone's ass.
I think so, too.
I'm pretty sure that we would win that war.
I could take Mark. Bring it.
I'm really not sure how to answer that question.
Get your ass saber, girl. What you want?
Yeah, you better watch out for Nirmasa, though. I heard she's got the...
Not fucking with her. No.
Yeah.
real street fight? I don't know. I wouldn't fight any of my teammates on Team VG Evo.
No, of course not.
How about Team VG Evo versus, like, the world?
Sarcastic gamer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, so next question. Number two, who's most likely to almost forget Valentine's Day because of a game?
Jeff.
I'm voting Jeff on this one.
Easily Jeff.
I'd agree with that.
Yeah. Should we get T in the line to confirm or deny?
Yeah, she's right here. T, do you think I'd ever forget Valentine's Day because I'm playing like a game or something like that? Yeah.
Nice.
All right. Number three, most likely to frustrate the show's editor because he screws up too much during recording.
Jeff.
Jeff.
I don't know.
Jeff and I share that kind of equally. But
yeah, I was going to say, given the day and depending how much we're drinking, it could be
Chris can hate the fuck out of us at any given moment.
I can't say this. It's probably a team effort for that one with Jason and myself, and it's usually when we've been drinking.
Yeah, and I think I'm the only one who is ever drunk enough to actually say, I can't podcast anymore. I'm done.
That's true. And you're actually the only one to actually silently get up and leave while Jeff and I were still talking.
No, I've done that before, too. I've just...
Oh, have you?
Anything. Oh, yeah. It's like Chris, distractions, time to go for a smoke. Fantasy star, all right. I got 10 minutes.
All right, number four. I'm most likely to start getting a fever and chills when he's been away from games for too long. Well, not me.
I don't think me either. I'd say Chris, maybe.
Probably me, yeah.
I could see him getting the shakes.
It would probably be
me. He had to take his like headset off because we were talking about Dragon Age too much, right?
Yeah.
You want to play it so bad.
Next week, I'm going out of town, and I'm thinking about taking my PS3 with me. Let's put it that way.
See, there you go. Like, I love my game.
But I have good reason,
stuff,
you know?
I'd go through withdrawals, but I don't know if I'd ever get the shakes.
All right, so last one, number five. Most likely to, let's see, who is the first to think that Ash character in King of Fighters is kind of hot? I'd like to. Oh, my God!
I think that's another one with V or Jason, but I don't,
yeah. Like,
it wasn't me because I knew it was a guy.
I didn't know it was a dude. Yeah.
Then it was Jeff.
Okay. Yeah.
I had no idea until someone was like, oh, this Ash person is a girl or is a guy. So I'm looking through the roster because I wasn't a big King of Fighters fan, whatever. Right. I have no idea who Ash is. And then I didn't know which one it was. I couldn't pick them out. And then I saw the blonde chick. I never said anything like, oh, she would be hot, but I didn't know it was a dude.
I didn't know at first either.
Yeah.
I thought he was cute. I mean, shit. Is it freckles and everything? It's like, you know,
Jason
hey.
Wins.
Yeah, I'll take it. Sure.
We each have to have one.
All right. Anyway, happy Thanksgiving it is, except Jeff. I hope you guys had an awesome Black Friday, except Jeff. P.S. Indus stats are now on. You don't get to find out what this means until later on. Gobble, gobble, bitches. Hell? Gobble, gobble.
All right.
Confidence Man might have something in the works.
Maybe.
That's cool.
Maybe.
All right. Well, thank you, Confidence Man. I do like those. Most
those are awesome.
Those are fun. I like those a lot. All right, so any more emails?
No, that's it, man. That's all I got. I don't have any more voicemails or nothing.
Well, we're going to get through this pretty quick. Let's give something away.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
This is our last week giving away Psychonauts. We've given away three already, and we've already reviewed the game, said it was a major distraction. So thank you, Good Old Games, for letting us play this game.
No shit.
GOG.com, and I am at random.org generating my random number, and it is number six.
Six.
Number six is... Angel Kavazov.
Yes.
I really hope I said that right.
Totally.
So,
did.
Angel, you are the winner of Psychonauts. Thank you very much for entering. Hope you enjoy the game and the show.
As do I. I believe you can get me through the night. Angel, you just won. Psychonauts, courtesy of Google Games. GOG.com.
I am getting the dirtiest look from Crystal right now. Climbing high through the
stars. I do so love that song. Anyway, congratulations.
Awesome.
Loosely ties into Psychonauts. Kind of.
Loosely.
Loosely.
All right, cool. What do we got left? Just question of the week, right? And then we can get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
Oh, I should probably mention we do not have a new Good Old Game yet because I was a slack ass and I didn't actually get in touch with Good Old Games in time.
Oops.
So But hopefully I will have it before Monday, and I will post it along with the show. So keep an eye on VG Evo, and check out the show notes of the show, because I will most likely update those show notes with the next game.
Just know that it is cool, and we're going to try and not do any more point-and-click adventure games for a while.
We're working on that. All right, so question of the week. All right, so question of the week next week is, how do you decide which platform to buy your multi-platform games on?
Good question.
There are many times when it's going to be different. Bayonetta is a good example. We talked about that a little bit today. So, how do you make your judgment?
Mm-hmm. There's sites out there like lensoftruth.com that do a very, comprehensive graphical comparison. A lot of people don't give a shit. Some people really get into it. So let us know where you stand.
I know someone who bought Batman on 360 because it has better graphics.
Who's that?
Guy from another site. I'm not talking about you, Jeff.
Oh, okay.
I'm not talking about
you. I was going to say. Okay.
I think that's what I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you had no desire whatsoever to play the... Let me put it to you this way. If the Joker stuff came out as DLC for $10, would you buy it?
No.
This guy would.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, see, so. I know, yeah.
Calling his ass out. He knows who he is. Lens of Truth was mentioned, and I go to that site pretty often too. But send the answer to the question of the week to us at email@interactivedistractions.com. You can also send us a voicemail. That number is 706-760-4337. Nothing.
Leap, right. Almost.
I thought
not quite.
I thought we were going to have a new tagline. I guess not.
It's almost leap, but it's not.
That's it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to force it.
I'm sorry.
It.
I got up
happen,
to go
I'm
pee.
Not going to force it.
I'm kidding.
Let's see. You can also follow us on Twitter. That's Indus Chris, Indus Jason, and Indus Geoff.
Geoff.
And you can also follow the entire podcast.
And the Masters of Canada.
The universe.
Geoff.
I'm debating.
With Kai at arms.
We determined
and Tila.
It's like for some reason, I don't know why I thought G.I. Joe when he said it that way. Because it was actually always He-Man in my head. So whenever he said Geoff. I always sounded like
He-Man.
Now I remember He-Man. So.
And the Masters of Canada.
The Masters of Canada.
Geoff.
Let's see what else.
Nope.
You can also follow us on, join our group on Facebook, and that is Interactive Distractions Podcast. And that is our show.
No,
you guys
it's
have anything
not.
To add before we wrap up?
We got quite big news.
Oh, this is it.
We
got to
do our big news.
Oh.
Yeah, this is.
Who wants to go? Let me go.
Bittersweet. Jason, it's on you, buddy.
Bittersweet. Let me play this, though. I'm going to play this out. Can you hear that?
I can hear that.
You know what song this is? Oh. This is dedicated to you guys. Anyway, so here's a story, right? I'm stepping down from the audio podcast, as it were.
Yeah.
Yes.
Turn the music down a little bit, Jason. I can kind of get it. There you go.
There you go. All right. Much better. All right. So yeah, stepping down from the audio podcast as in its current inception. I am not leaving Indus. I'm sorry about that. I will still be working on other stuff, more video and site related. We're going to be fleshing out the website considerably, as well as we're going to be focusing on some video review kind of stuff. So we're going to be offering a lot more under the Indus umbrella, but, you know, we've given these two a tryout, you know, by themselves, you know, Chris and Jeff, and it just doesn't work out. The chemistry's not there. So we have to fill that seat, which we have done. You guys remember last week, our buddy Travis, spoiler alert, is going to be taking my spot.
That's right.
My seat, as it were.
And he's the official new member of Interactive Distractions.
And he
was
always
official for a long time, and he is now an official member. And he did not know this coming on the show last week.
Yeah, he had no idea.
So... This was dropped. This bomb was dropped on him. What was it like?
The day before.
The day before we released, or the Tuesday last week, or mm-hmm. something like that. And he seems pretty excited, so we're excited for him.
Yeah.
And I do want to say this real quick. That Jason stepping down from the podcast does not mean you're never going to hear him on the podcast again.
Right. Actually,
no. Yeah.
He is definitely still a member of Indus. We are, as I said, there are just changes coming. We are trying to expand what we're doing, and Jason is definitely going to be on the show again.
And call my name out loud now.
And you guys, because
we
what
need
Jason
shit
do
like
video.
That. It wouldn't be the same without shit.
I will be filling in whenever, you know, somebody's out or something like that. Like next week, actually, I'm still going to be on the show because Chris is out.
Right. So I will be on next week.
Yeah, me, Jeff, and that new guy, Travis.
That new guy.
The new guy.
And there will be episodes where all four of us are on as well. So,
right. So sorry to break the news to you. I'm not fully gone.
Yeah,
deal with
so
it.
All the Uncharted fanatics out there.
I'm just going to be saving
away.
It up. Yeah, I actually got fired because I didn't like Uncharted.
That's right.
That or I hated you guys so much.
Yes.
Yes, for not agreeing with my opinions. Anyway, so
well,
yeah.
That is the big news. It is not at all a bad thing. You know, it was kind of tough to take at first, but...
I was pretty depressed. And then until we kind of started talking about it, what we're actually going to do and stuff, and I was like, okay, actually, yeah, this is for the better.
This is a better move for me.
Yeah, I'm. You know, it's pretty exciting for me right now because I think that this is going to be good for us. You know, Travis did a great job last week, and I think he's going to be a great addition to the show. This is good stuff. This is not at all a bad thing. It's still damn sad that you're leaving, Jason. But
I'm not going really far.
He's not leaving.
I know that you're not going to be on the show every week.
Every week.
You guys are going to get so many more listeners. So happy for you guys.
All right. Do we have anything else we want to add to that? I think we covered most of it.
This is the last time that the three of us, well, probably one of the last times that all three of us, just us three, are going to be recording. That's kind of a big deal. I'm going to miss you guys.
Toast.
I love you, man.
love you too, man. Don't go.
All right. Well, next week, as Jason said, it will be Jason, Jeff, and Travis. I will be out of town. Until next week, I hope you enjoyed the show. And if you did, tell a few friends about us. And if you're on iTunes, please leave us a review. We would appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, we swear so much.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's funny to me because I know exactly what you're referring to. So until next week, my name is Chris.
I'm Jason.
I'm Jeff.
Aww. It's okay, G.
Play your games, and they'll talk to you next week.
Goodbye. Okay,